From the book of Exodus. And the psalm are a reminder about the Ten Commandments of the law. And it's important for the people of God and for the new style of life that they should live. The Psalm 19, thus a great and descriptive presentation of the law of the Lord, the Ten Commandments. It says it is perfect, refreshing the soul, is trustworthy, gives wisdom to the simple, is right and rejoicing to the heart, is clear and enlighten the eye, are true and just, more precious than gold, and sweeter than syrup or honey. We all know this is an ideal presentation of the law. And we also know that the observance of the commandments in our life is not that great and easy. We know that by experience how weak we are. We can see Jesus in the gospel with a very different attitude. He is moved with zeal, and even some scholars will say with anger. He was disappointed looking at the temple. He was not pleased or happy seeing how the house of the Father, the holy temple of Jerusalem, has become a marketplace. He wants to clean the house. He said to them, take this out of here. And he used the occasion to proclaim his coming resurrection. Even though the people could not understand the meanings of his words when he was talking about the temple. Destroy this temple and I will build it in 3 days. He was talking about his own body, the resurrection. This word of God today is an opportunity to see how is our temple, how is our own life, how is that living temple of God. You and me, we are those living temples. So how is our life? Do I live in accord with the Ten Commandments? How important are for us and for our life the practice of those observances? How much I care about them? Or I prefer to follow my own? It can be also a good opportunity to do a good exam of conscience. Looking at our relationship with God, is he the first of over all? Do we love him? How do we show, how do we express that love for God? Do we use his name in vain? Do we keep holy his day? That is speaking about how is my relationship with God. It is also an opportunity to examine how is our relationship with those around us. Do we honor our mother and father, our parents? Do we respect others' life, possessions, and families? Do we defend life at all levels? Do I care for life? And it's also an opportunity to find out my relationship with us, with ourselves. Do I care, love, and forgive myself? Those three are very important in our life. Sometimes we don't understand why we are not able to forgive others, or why we are not able to love others. And the main answer is that we don't love ourselves. We do not forgive ourselves. Then if we don't do it, we don't know how to do it with others. Do I pray? Do I pray and search out different ways of growing as a person and believer? The other day we were talking about the status quo of our life. We are happy with the things that we have. We are happy with the things that we are. We do not want nothing new. My brothers, Lent is an opportunity to wake up and to listen to the gospel. Listen to the call of Jesus calling us for something new. To celebrate Easter is always a good news. It's always an opportunity to find new ways to grow as persons and believers. Related to that, Jesus wants us to get ready for the celebration of Easter. Cleaning the house, taking out those obstacles, bad habits, addictions, vices, sins of our life that are obstacles in our relationship with Him and with others. He wants us to be ready to renew once again our faith and the willingness to follow the commandments. So let us open our hearts to His invitation in this time of grace that is Lent. Let us allow Him to renew with His grace, our life, and the life of the church that is His body. Heavenly Father, help us to know and to follow Your will. Help us to see in the Ten Commandments of the law a way of perfection. And give us the disposition to be ready and prepare for the Easter celebration. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.